Hello, good afternoon. My name is Won Yong-sung. I am from Seoul National University. You know, signal processing algorithms demand much computation. Especially in these days, we apply digital signal processing algorithms to high sampling applications. So, in these case, we used to use VLSI-based circuits, but emerging parallel architecture-based CPUs enables us to employ software-based approach. But here we have still some problems. The first problem is that there are some sequential algorithms, so they can hardly parallelize, although I guess most of signal processing algorithms are highly parallel. So one category of sequential algorithms are based on feedback. So recursive and adaptive filters are one of this category. And another one is architecture-specific overhead. Not all the parallel machines are ideal. Even if we apply parallel algorithms, there are some overhead. Those overhead are sometimes data alignment overhead or synchronization overhead or inter-process communication overhead. So the algorithm that I'm going to present here is the adaptive lattice filter. As you know, the adaptive lattice filter is used for channel equalization, noise canceling, beamforming, and many applications. And adaptive filters are composed of modular blocks. So one approach is we use this kind of modularity. So that is often called control-level parallelism. But the degree of parallelism that we can get with this kind of control-level parallelism is not high. Say, this is a tensor-order filter, then the degree of parallelism is just 10. So for massive parallelism, we need to seek other kind of parallelism. So that's what we often call the data-level parallelism. Another question is why adaptive lattice filters, adaptive tapped filters are more frequently used. Well, adaptive tapped delay line filters are very difficult to parallelize. That can be parallelized, but the overhead is very large. So we try to parallelize adaptive lattice filters. And usually the signal processing performance, such as adaptation speed, those are kind of better for adaptive lattice filters. So we try to implement this with SIMD and multi-core based architecture. So first, I'm going to briefly discuss SIMD and multi-core architectures. Then I'm going to present a parallel computation of adaptive lattice filters. Here, I'm going to discuss control-level and data-level parallel approach. And the core of this work is parallelization of linear recurrence equations. Linear recurrence equation are used for adaptive lattice filters. Then I'm going to show experimental result and conclude this talk. So in today's CPU, several parallel processing features are used. One well-known is the superscalar architecture. But for superscalar architecture, we usually don't worry about that because compiler covers it. The second parallel architecture is a SIMD architecture. That is a single instruction multiple data. For the case of a SIMD architecture, with one instruction, we can conduct, say, in this figure, four addition at one time. So this is a very efficient parallel processing approach. But this architecture shows some overhead when data is not aligned. Say, if we want to add A0 to B1, A1 to B2, then there needs to be alignment step, and that means another overhead. So, and also SIMD architecture is prone to memory bottleneck. And another architect, parallel processing architecture that are used for today's CPU is a multi-core architecture. You know, in these days, we hear dual core, quad core, hexa-core, thing. So the number of cores are increasing almost every year because more and more transistors are implemented on a chip. So here, for multi-core architecture, we need to employ multiple threads. So this is often called thread-level parallelism. And for thread-level parallelism, we need to consider the synchronization overhead because these cores are not working synchronously. So, so the potential speed can be limited by synchronization overhead. I think the battery is low. So in short, we can employ data level and thread level parallelism. And for the SIMD architecture, that is data level, and we need to consider data alignment overhead. And for the case of Intel SSE4, the degree of parallelism is limited for. And for the case of multi-core, the degree of parallelism is proportional to the number of cores. So the number of cores would be increasing in the foreseeable future. So, okay, this is the gradient adaptive lattice filter. And this filter consists of several steps. But the operation at each step is identical. And one important thing is that the filter coefficients are all adapted by local error signal. Although we can adapt the filter coefficient using the global error signal, but in multiprocessor implementation, it is very important to use local feedback. So one advantage of parallelization for this filter is coming from the fact that we can use local feedback for adaptation. Okay, so as this filter shows, the filter coefficient K and the filter coefficient H are all adapted by local coefficient. So, as I mentioned earlier, one obvious approach is we parallelize each step. Okay, so this is often called control-level parallelism. Here, to do so, we put pipelining registers at each stage by cutset. So, when we compare this figure and this figure, we put pipelining registers at each cutset. So by adding pipelining register, we can do computation of these steps independently. But the computation of this step and this step cannot be all the same, because pipelining makes each step one step delayed. So when we compute time n for this step, then we need to compute n plus one for this step. So this shows time step, and this shows stage number. So we need to apply some skewed processing. But anyway, although we insert pipelining registers, the latency induced is quite small, because the number of pipelining registers is just m. But the disadvantage of this approach is that the number of the degree of parallelism is limited by filter order. And so another approach is to use data level parallel computation. Data level parallel computation means that we try to compute multiple samples at the time. So even for the first order adaptive filter, we can apply data level parallelism, and in theory, we can use 10,000 processors. So for data level parallelism, since we are processing many, many samples of data in signal processing, the degree of parallelism is not limited by filter order. So it's more ideal, but it's more complex. Here, for Mth stage, we know known variables Kn minus 1, Fn minus 1, and we need to compute this. And the computation can be transformed to first order linear recurrence equation. So the equation is quite complex, but these can be computed without dependency. Without dependency means that without feedback. But here En minus 1 depends on En minus 1, M minus 1. So this can be translated to En minus 1 N equals beta En minus 1 N minus 1 plus XEN. So this becomes a first order constant coefficient linear recurrence equation. There are several equations here. And another case is the computation of KMN. In this case, this can also be converted to time-varying coefficient linear recurrence equation. So KMN becomes AKN times KMN minus 1 plus XKN. For the case of a time-varying linear recurrence equation, that's a little bit more complex than the parallelization of a constant coefficient case. So now I'm going to briefly explain how we can parallelize a linear recurrence equation. You know, linear recurrence equation uses feedback, so that makes a dependency problem, because to compute yn, we need yn minus 1 to yn minus 1 m. So it seems very difficult. It seems not logical to compute yn, yn minus n, yn plus simultaneously, but it is possible. So, Y0 is, say, A0 times Y minus 1 plus X0. Then Y minus 1 is the initial condition. Then, since this is a linear yeah, difference equation, we can decompose the solution into two parts. One is the transient solution, and the other is the particular solution. So if we ignore the initial condition, we can compute particular solution. And if we consider only the particular solutions can be computed in parallel because yeah, we ignore the initial condition and that breaks the dependency problem. Then the problems are how we can compensate for the dependency problem. Because this is a linear recurrence equation, we can apply Rugoid method to compensate for the effect of initial condition. So by computing particular solution and transient solution separately, we can parallelize the computation of a linear recurrence equation. So at the first step, we compute a particular solution. And at the step two, we propagate the initial condition. And the propagation is conducted by using particular solution and the initial condition. And finally, we compute a complete solution. So these parallel computation need some overhead parallelization. But for the case of first order linear recurrence, the overhead is not more than twice the number of sequential computation. So that means that if we use four processors, in theory, we can get, say, around 200% of speed up. And for the constant coefficient case, the speed up can be higher. Okay, this is the experimental result. We did experiment with Intel quad-core CPU, and this also has four-way shimmed instructions. And this shows the result. This is the filter order MS4A1216, and this is the sequential result when processing L samples. And this is the shimmed parallel processing L samples. So by applying shimmed, we get the speed up between about 250% to 273%. And this is the result for data level parallelism with shimmed. So this means that using shimmed instructions, we apply data level parallelism. And with that, we get a little bit higher speed up. Although the degree of architecture parallelism is four. But for the case of a multi-core, with a control level parallelism, we can hardly get any gain because multi-core CPU needs some synchronization over it. I'm sorry. With control level parallelism with the multi-core, we can get speed up. Also, this is the case of a data level parallelism with multi-core, and we can get about 100% of speed up. And by combining both data level parallelism using multi-core and shimmed, we get about 430% of speed up. So the experimental result shows that for parallel computation with multi-core CPUs, the effect of inter-core communication and the synchronization overhead becomes a very problem. So we need a method that can absorb this kind of synchronization overhead. With control level parallelism, it is very difficult to absorb this kind of synchronization overhead. However, by applying data level parallelism, we can absorb this kind of overhead and still get some speed up. Okay, this is the conclusion of this talk. We have implemented adaptive lattice filter on multi-core and SIMD for pipeline version of adaptive filters, and we get fairly good speed up with a small latency when employing SIMD instructions. For data level parallel processing, we can get speed up both multi-core and SIMD architecture. And we believe that this approach can be applied to other adaptive lattice filters and also QRD, adaptive beamforming algorithms. Thank you.
So are there any questions from the audience?
This is a Intel
GPU.
Not GPU at this time, but we are also going work with the GPU. And for the case of a GPU, we can now apply picture level parallelism. So, but with the data level parallelism, we can get good results using, say, we use more than 10,000 threads.
In this speed of experiment, did you observe some kind of actually effective something?
Pardon?
Did you observe, in your experiment, did you observe some cache effect?
Yes, yes. So, actually, to make a to eliminate the effect of caching, we use the data size error, but for multi-core, we use the data size of the 4L. But because if the data size is the same, then multi-core will be advantageous because of each core has its own and this result is also optimized to minimize the cachiness.
Okay, if there are no other questions, we thank the author.
Thank you very much.